Today's daf was Erevin daf Membeis. In yesterday's daf, we learned that if a person willfully leaves the Tchum Shabbos and is then brought back into the Tchum, he can only go within his Dalet Amos. But if he was forced to leave and was forced to come back, then he retains his original Tchum. Normally, food is limited to the Tchum of its owner. So Amar Rav Papa, Peiros Sheyatzu Chutz L'Tchum V'Chazru. Rav Papa says if fruits were taken out of the Tchum and then brought back in, they go back to the original Tchum Shabbos because Anusininu, fruits were forced to go where they went and would be just like a person who was taken out and brought back against his will, where he goes back to the original Tchum Shabbos. But then the Gemara says Tanoihi. Gemara points out there's actually Machlokas Tanoim that may tell us whether these fruits can be taken throughout the original Tchum. The Braisa quotes a Machlokas that we suggest two interpretations for. The first interpretation is that the Braisa is speaking about a case that the fruits were put back in the original Tchum on purpose. Tanakama says they may be eaten throughout the entire original Tchum. Rabbi Nechemiah says they may not be eaten throughout the original Tchum. That would be the Machlokas. Second interpretation of the Braisa is that they argue about food taken out of the Tchum by accident and is still outside the Tchum. The Gemara rejects that explanation. No one sticks with the original explanation. The Gemara tells us three statements of Rav Nachman, the last two of which Rav Huna disagrees with. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, if somebody is walking and doesn't know where the Tchum is, he can take 2,000 medium-sized steps to approximate 2,000 Amos, vizui Tchum Shabbos, and that's his Tchum Shabbos. Second statement, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, if a person started Shabbos in an open field that was larger than 2,000 Amos, and then non-Jews built a fence around the entire field, so there are two opinions. This is a unique circumstance because the entire field is now a Rosh HaSeyachid, so technically Midin carrying, he's allowed to carry in the whole place. But Midin Tchum, he's not allowed to go in the whole place. Tchum is only 2,000 amos. So Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel holds his Tchum is still limited to 2,000 amos from his original location, but he can carry things beyond the 2,000 amos by throwing them. Yeah, throwing as long as it stays within the walls. Rav Huna agrees that the Tchum is limited to 2,000 amos from where he started, but disagrees in that he holds that you can only carry objects within 4 amos, since there's no barrier to differentiate the part of the field that was within 2,000 amos and the part that's beyond 2,000 amos. Chiya Barav holds that way as well. Similarly, Rav Huna holds that if his measurement of 2,000 amos ends halfway through a chatzer, he can carry in the half of the chatzer that's within his Tchum, but not in the other half. Then the third statement of Nachman is Hayimodi Ruvav Kolsa Midasa B'chatzi Yir. If a person was measuring his Tchum and the measuring ended in the middle of the city, Rav Nachman holds he can carry within his original Tchum but can throw objects even beyond that Tchum. Rav Huna holds nothing can be carried in the entire area, even within the Tchum. However, if the Tchum ended at the edge of a roof in front of a house, since the roof's edge is a clear line that marks off the end of the Tchum, even Rav Huna would agree you can throw something into the house. Amar Rav Huna Bar Menasen Kitanai, the machlokas for the people should not be allowed to throw objects beyond the Tchum out of fear that they might walk there, where Rav Nachman wasn't so concerned about this, but Rav Huna was, may line up with the machlokas Tanaim. Holichu li'ir acheres v'nasnu b'dira b'sahar. If he was placed in another city or in an enclosed area, Rav Gamliel Rav Elazar ben Azariah say that he can walk in the entire area, apparently because we're not worried that allowing this will cause somebody to walk more than 4 amos even when he was left in an open field. It would seem that these Tanaim who aren't gozer against walking in an enclosure on account of walking in an open field would also not worry about throwing beyond Tchum, lest you come to walk beyond the Tchum, like Rav Nachman. Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbi Akiva say he can only walk 4 amos, apparently because they are concerned that if we permit him to walk any more, he would do the same when he's left in an open field. It would seem that these Tanaim who are gozer against walking in an enclosure on account of walking in an open field would also be gozer about throwing beyond the Tchum, lest you come to walk beyond the Tchum like Rav Huna. So the Gemara rejects this and argues that we cannot compare the willingness to make a gzeira of an enclosure on account of a field to a willingness to make a gzeira of throwing in a field on account of walking in a field. In the Mishnah we learned about a situation where the same four Tanaim were on a boat that was beyond the Tchum, and Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah walked through the entire ship, but Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua stayed within their 4 amos. Amar Rav Hilchsa Rabbi Gamliel b'dir v'sar u'svina. Rav passes like Rabbi Gamliel in both cases, and therefore holds you can move throughout the entire area, whether it's dir v'sar or whether it's a boat. Shmuel Amar Hilchsa Rabbi Gamliel b'svina aval b'dir v'sar lo. Shmuel only passes like Rabbi Gamliel in the case of a boat, but not in the case of other enclosures. So Gemara gives two explanations why everybody passes like Rav Gamliel in the case of a boat, that you're allowed to walk the entire area. So I'm a rabba, first explanation. Hol v'shavas ba'avir mechitzos mevod yom. Since you were within the walls of the boat when Shabbos started, you can walk throughout the entire boat, just like you'd be allowed to walk through an entire house that you're in when Shabbos starts. This would not apply if the walls came down or if the person switches to a different boat on Shabbos, because those aren't the same walls that he started Shabbos in. Rabbi Zeira, second explanation, does not think the walls of the boat are significant, since mechitzos avriach mayim masuyos. The walls are just there to keep the water out, but not to enclose the boat. Instead, he holds we pass on like Rabbi Gamliel because Svina notalto mitchilas arba menachta besof arba. The boat is constantly moving, so he constantly gets a new four amos within which to walk. The Gemara concludes that even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that if the boat were moving, that he may carry throughout the entire boat. The entire machlokas is only when the boat was not moving. And that's the Chazara of Erev and Daf Mem Beis.